Klezmer music is Jewish pop. It's a hybrid that formed when Yiddish-speaking musicians from Eastern Europe moved to America and picked up on the sounds of jazz and vaudeville. In the past decade, klezmer music has been revived by third-generation Jews. But one of today's freshest klezmer bands is led by a musician who isn't Jewish. He's a black clarinetist named Don Byron. Byron also plays 20th-century classical music and jazz. When he was studying at the New England Conservatory of Music, he became a founding member of the Klezmer Conservatory Band. Now he leads his own klezmer band that specializes in the music of Mickey Katz. You can think of Katz as the Jewish Spike Jones, parroting the pop hits of his day, but in Yiddish. Byron not only plays Katz's novelties, he plays the arrangements that gave Katz the reputation as the modernist of klezmer music. One of Byron's recordings is featured on a new anthology called Live at the Knitting Factory, Volume 3. Some of the reactions you've gotten when people have seen you, a black musician, playing klezmer music?
It's different now than it was when I first started playing with the Klezmer Conservatory Band. I mean, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, I mean, that was pure shock. When I first started playing with them, I used to wear this big hat, you know, and everybody thought I was wearing this big hat because I was trying to look like a religious Jewish person. I was wearing this hat because I didn't want to see the first 5 minutes of people checking me out and not being able to believe that I was up there. These days, people pretty much, you know, their shock is done while they're reading the paper. You know, they already know who I am, who I'm going to be, what I'm going to look like before they get there, so it's not so bad.
You know, that old question, can white men sing the blues? I was wondering if anybody ever said, oh, can a black person really understand klezmer music? Did you ever get that from anybody?
There's a lot of mental gyrations that people go around seeing black musicians play anything but black music, or even sometimes more than one kind of black music. I mean, if you look at black musicians who play non-black types of music, it's usually the only kind of music they play, and in terms of getting to play that, it's usually a very focused kind of thing. A black classical musician will not usually be maintaining a high profile playing black ethnic, some kind of ethnic music or jazz. So that usually when you see someone like Andre Watts or any of the black opera singers, it's a long time down the road before they start singing spirituals and stuff. It just takes people by surprise that I will focus on a non-black music and then play black music also.
Tell me what you liked and what you didn't like about klezmer music when you started to play it.
Well, I mean, I'm very objective about music, and that's one of my main principles in life, is to be objective about music. You know, I heard some klezmer tunes that I liked and some that I didn't like. And what I liked about them is pretty much the same things that I like about all of the music. There's a certain level of innovation, of avant-garde-ness, of whatever you want to call it, that I look for in music, and I've been able to find in all of the different genres that I've studied or played actively. And I heard that in klezmer, and once I heard that, that's what I wanted to do, was go to that end of the music.
How do you think your approach as a band leader compares with the approach of the Klezmer Conservatory Band?
I think the Klezmer Conservatory Band was relatively staid compared to the way certainly I conduct myself on stage. And my attitude towards the music is pro-weirdness and pro-fun. Mickey Katz in particular is very pro-weird and very pro-fun.
Tell me why you've been playing so much Mickey Katz lately.
Mickey Katz, to me, was the most advanced klezmer musician in a lot of ways. And I think his talent really got obscured partially because of the whole comedy aspect, which I guess a lot of musicians who really focus on being funny and being entertaining, like Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, Rahsaan Roland Kirk, a lot of times people tend to miss, you know, what musically is actually coming out. Mickey Katz had the strongest band maybe ever, and the musicians in the band were actually studio-level jazz musicians who were Jewish-American musicians who, even though they had total mastery of jazz or whatever, they still made time to play klezmer music and played it extremely well. And I always, from the first moment that I heard Mickey Katz, I was touched by the level of musicianship, by the level of arranging, by just about everything. And I just don't see that many bands focusing on his music. I just seem like a good idea.
Let me play one of the Mickey Katz pieces that you perform. And this is Kiss of Meyer, and it's a takeoff of the tango Kiss of Fire.
Cigarette, darling? Oi, when I look on you as friend by me a fire. Oi, baby, be my guest and have a kiss from fire. Oi, my heart is burning like a Roman candle. Come to Papa Bubble, I'm your continental. Oi, I'll melt you with a schmutzke and a kuss. Oi, will schwitz in some secluded rendezvous. Oi, my darling mademoiselle, don't be late. I don't forget your shade to land your upper plate. Oh, you excite me. I schluff nit to gnaft. I'm feeling.
Who translates the Yiddish for you for the song?
It's really interesting because I think at this point, after being involved in just Yiddish music for about 10 years, I have about as much Yiddish, not non-speaking Yiddish, as someone whose grandmother maybe spoke, but they never spoke to their grandmother in Yiddish or never really learned. I mean, it's kind of like I know groups of words and I have some vocabulary, but I'm just not especially fluent.
Klezmer music is just part of what you do. You perform with the Mercer Ellington Orchestra, the New England Ragtime Ensemble, David Murray's group, a new group called the Rootless Cosmopolitans. Do you feel like you have a different identity with each band that you play with?
Oh, wow. Well, whenever I play any kind of music, I really, really make an effort to look at what the sound requirement, what people are asking for, very separately. I don't really bring jazz to klezmer or klezmer to, you know, kind of a punked out rock situation like the Rootless Cosmopolitans. They're all kind of separate disciplines for me.
Now, you studied classical music. Do you play much classical music now?
I pretty much have maintained kind of a low-profile activity in classical music, but, you know, it's more important for me to be involved in kind of new music projects than playing in orchestras, playing Brahms symphonies and stuff.
How did clarinet become your instrument?
Basically, my family kind of has a little pool of instruments floating around that, you know, uncles or cousins or whoever have played and have kind of discarded. And my father played the string instruments. He studied violin and he played bass professionally. And, I could just, if I had to choose between playing the violin and playing the clarinet, of course I was going to play the clarinet because I didn't want my father telling me what to do. I mean, not that that really stopped him or anything, but I just wasn't interested in playing the bass, certainly. And also, I had like asthma when I was a kid, and playing a wind instrument was, you know, very helpful in terms of improving my breathing.
Was it ever hard to find a place for yourself in jazz as a clarinetist?
There is no place in jazz for a clarinet player. I mean, jazz clarinet does not exist. It just does not exist. I mean, except on a nostalgia level. And except playing swing music. Except playing Dixieland. But, you know, even though I play in contemporary jazz ensembles, I mean, that's just me. That's not jazz clarinet. That's people relating to my sense of line and my sense of how to play jazz the music. But no one gets up in the morning and says, we need a clarinet in our band. People don't do that.
Can I ask what the ethnic makeup of your klezmer band is?
There's two other black musicians. Our trumpet player is Cuban, and I think the rest of the musicians are Jewish American.
Well, Don Byron, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us about your music.
Okay.
Clarinetist, composer, and band leader Don Byron. This is Fresh Air.